Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby.
The bow-legged one. Yeah. What's your name? Damn, baby. That sounds sexy.
Here I go again. Girl, man. What's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
You thought I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my knees, my witness. The brother had it going over something kinda wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I ask for the digits. I hope no. Don't make me see what I want, slip fly to it swiftly. Dumped it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip forward, dip, made me wanna do tricks on them, lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me wanna shoot. I wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake booby? If looks could kill, you would be an newbie or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum yum chocolate chip honey dip. Can I get a scoop? Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna.
They don't want this, or they do want this. Folks, bear with me. It's Pink Bunny. Technical issues, as always. Now, first thing on the do list get rid of your laundry list. But this doesn't mean go out with just any old one who asks you, because if you're like me, you get asked out every single day. But your perfect partner is not going to be 100% of what you think the perfect person is. Get rid of that list. You have to date smart, but date openly. If you're having a great first date, don't get so relaxed and tell him or her about your crazy baby mama or your crazy baby daddy. That's not cute. Don't tell him about your alcoholic mother who likes to borrow money from you. Don't give him too much information. That's definitely a dating don't, especially on the first date, first couple dates. Men, don't tell you got a baby mama crazy. Let's keep that information for the second or third, fourth, fifth, sixth date. let's see. Another dating do, keep it simple. Stop trying to complicate things, because it's not really. All you have to do is relax. Stop overanalyzing every little situation, females. And don't put so much pressure on your first couple of dates when you meet someone new. You're not getting married. You're just on a date. You're just hanging out to see if you like to be around that person. That's really the key. You have to date your friends. Because if you don't like being around them, why would you want to keep being in a relationship with someone you don't even like? Would you actually be friends with this person if you weren't dating them? There's something to think about. Oh, especially, let's go back to that, don't indulge too much information. Especially, if your kids are bad, don't tell them how bad your kids are. And just be like, oh my God, my kids are so bad. No, don't say that. Or don't say how bad your credit is. Nobody wants to hear that on a first date. Keep it simple. The next dating don't try so hard. Females, take off some of that jewelry. Take off some of that makeup. Don't be overly looking like you're trying too hard. Just be yourself. Don't try to be nervous. Don't be nervous. Just chill and be yourself. Men like that, and they respond to that. And if you calm down and relax, so will they. Same as men. You got to take the lead. If you're nervous, she's going to get all nervous. Well, why is he nervous? That's, you know. Have a glass of wine before you go out. It's only if you're not driving. Got to be safe. Next dating do, always trust your gut. If you feel like he's not the one, you're probably right. If there are red flags in this conversation, pick up on that. Ask questions. I have a video on my blog, pinkbunny420.blogspot.com, about red flags in dating. One of the red flags, if he tells you that he lives with his mama in the basement, well, really, it should be your next question. How long have you lived there? And anything over 7 months, run. Run fast. Because especially a grown man can't live, and you can't, that's a man down. You know, we all have hard times. We got to live with our mamas. But more than 7 months, if you can't save up for your own place in 7 months, there's a problem. So anyway, hit my blog up. The video is called Red Flags, pinkbunny420.blogspot.com, to see more on the red flag issues. And another red flag would be if he drives an expensive car and he rents an apartment. You know, there's some verifications on that. But if you feel in your gut that there's red flags, you just can't see yourself hanging out with this person for more than a couple more dates, just cut it off at the first date. Just say, well, at the end of the date, don't kiss him and don't kiss her, because that, you know, that makes you seem like, you know, there's more there. don't be physical with someone when you really don't like them. Men. I mean, you know, I don't want to stereotype men, but if you don't like a girl, don't mess with her physically, because that just gets her more involved. Don't do that. Don't talk about the past. Another dating don't. Don't talk about your past, because rarely there's any benefit to spending a lot of time pulling up old details about past relationships or other dating situations, especially if you're still attached to your ex, or even if you're friends with your ex. Don't tell the guy you're dating that, or the girl you're dating that. No, no, no. Talking about your past relationships, I don't know how many women or men do actually do this, but don't tell your person you're dating how many people you slept with on the first date. Mm-mm. Just say, I've been safe. That's all they need to know. I've had the safety time. You don't need to go through your relationship inventory. That's not useful information, and that can be destructive. Very, very destructive. So, you know, you want to be open about your things you've done, but not to the point where you don't need to volunteer information. I'm just saying. Another dating do would be present. Open your eyes. Pay attention. Notice the little details that she does. Notice if she's chewing on her nails or if she has this little nervous tics that comes from something. Keep an eye out, those little details. Then you're less likely to miss other massive warning signs, like if she's a complainer, if she's a cheapskate, or if he's a boo-hoo-hoo, I'm a victim of something, like everyone hates her. Well, everyone does this and this and this, that. Mm-mm. It might not be everyone. It might be that person. Or if she hates her job, well, a lot of people hate their jobs, but you don't want someone who's constantly complaining about someone, something, or if they send their food back, or if they're very particular about things. That's a sign. Plus, my mom always told me that the issue you have on the third date, you'll have forever. So pay attention. Watch how the person treats the wait staff and other people if you're in a group. Watch how they interact with other people. Ask around. Ask, you know, what do you think about this person? Oh, he's fabulous. Or she's a little crazy. That could be a good indicator of how he or she values relationships with other people. Those kind of details are important. If they don't have a lot of friends, that's a sign. That's a cuckoo for true sign. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You definitely pick up on those little details. Let's see. Do we have any callers? Yes, we have a few callers. Let's see if anyone wants to chime in with Pink Bunny. Caller? Can you hear me? You're live with Pink Bunny.
Hi, Pink Bunny.
Hi, Gail.
How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for calling in.
Well, when you had mentioned the part about, you know, don't tell a person how many sexual partners you had on the first date or whatever. But my thing is, what's so important about telling them that, period? Because I don't think that's really something that's necessary. That's just my opinion. Because, you know, the amount of sexual partners you had, as long as you're safe and you're not spreading any STDs or anything like that, I can't see the importance of letting another person know how many people you slept with.
As I agree. And that's why I said you just have to say, well, some people, you know, today's day and age, they want to see paperwork that you don't have any STDs. They want to see proof. They want to know numbers. And, you know, I don't know how that works, but you just got to say, well, I've been safe or I'm clean.
Right. And then the paperwork doesn't really prove anything either, because I'm quite sure you heard what Mr. Marcus was doing. in the pornography industry. You know, how he had took a cell phone picture of his test, but he didn't take the whole test, and he just faxed forwarded him over to the company, and he still had syphilis. So, you know, it's not. I guess it's more of a thing of a person being safe. You know, that first time can be the time that you can confiscate a venereal disease, or the second time or whatever. But if you're safe from the beginning, then you really don't have anything to worry about. And if your partner doesn't want to participate in the fact of you being safe, then, you know, you have to always look out for yourself. Because there are guys saying, well, I'm allergic to this, I can't do this. Well, if you can't do that, you cannot have sex with me. You know, and then I'm going to, you know, basically try to protect myself as well, because they do have female condoms, even though I've never worn one. But, you know, you have to look out for yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, the guys that try to pull that I'm allergic line, you know, well, then he should have a backup. If he's allergic to regular condoms, then he should have a stack of the sheepskins or whatever the alternative is with him.
Right.
If he's trying
I'm definitely allergic to latex.
Exactly. A lot of people are.
And that's why I provide the my dates with the condoms that I buy.
Exactly. And that's another thing, tip I would definitely advise, to bring your own condoms. That way you know for sure that they're good. There's no holes. They're not old and crusty and rusty and dusty. Just for your own benefit, knowing. That's my
right.
Advice. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you calling in, Gail. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you'll be back next week, and we'll all have a new topic to talk about.
Yes,
I'm excited for
darling.
That. All right, thank you, and you have a good night. Keep on listening.
You
got
too,
more. Got more do's and don'ts on this Pink Bunny show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, everyone, that was Gail. She's the regular host, but I'm filling in for Miss Gail tonight. So we're going to get back to the dating do's and don'ts of 2013. Hear me, I have notes because I research hard body. Another dating don't is don't leave your BlackBerry or cell phone on. Put it on vibrate and leave it. I don't want to say leave it in your car. Leave it in your purse. Leave it in your pocket, because even if it's on vibrate, you can still hear it. And that's disrupt, especially if you are, it could work against you in a big way, because that will take the trust factor away right away. Why are you on your phone? And especially if they're like one of those people that are constantly on their phone, you need to know that right away. Everyone has their phone attached to them, but if you are on a date with me, I want your full attention. Don't talk. Especially don't take a phone call. Don't take a phone call and sit there and talk and have a conversation. No, no, no. That's the quickest way to get me to walk out. Hello, how you doing? Oh, what's up, girl? Mm-mm. Walk out. She should say, I'll call you back. I'm on a date. Holla back. Click in 3 seconds. Anything longer is a strike in Pink Bunny land. Another dating don't. Don't wear too much cologne or perfume. That's an overkill. I mean, everyone loves someone that smells good, especially a guy. I know that if I smell good cologne, even if he just walks past, a good-looking guy that smells good, forget it. That's a tattoo on my brain. But some people get allergic. I mean, some people are allergic, and while others just might, it's just overkill. You don't want to just pierce your brain with that smell. Plus, you will cover up all the pheromones. Men and women give off pheromones to attract the opposite sex. You don't want to cover that up. That's a good thing. It's your own scent. Everyone has a scent. And if you're attracted to someone, you're attracted to their scent. You could sniff their sweaty sweat rag, and that would be hot, because you're attracted to the pheromones that they give off. That's proven fact. Another do, make eye contact. But don't be weird about it. Talking to the date while you're looking around the room or playing with your silverware is so annoying and childish. if I'm talking to you, like, I'm a mouth looker. Like, I have, my hearing is not 100%. You know, Pink Bunny's getting wiser in my years. My equipment is malfunctioning. So I look at people's mouths and I read their lips. Or you can make eye contact, which either way, focus on the face. Always make them feel that they are the most important person in those hours of your date. That's only respectful. I mean, I wouldn't want you talking on the phone and watching TV. No way. Another dating do, be on time. If you're always late, start out earlier than you think you need to. I mean, if you know it takes you an hour to get ready, then start an hour ahead and plan backwards. If you have to meet somewhere at 8 o'clock, start planning backwards, see how long it's going to take you. Don't be late. Because you may not get a second chance to make a first impression. I know that's cliche, but that really is important. Your first impression will be the first thing that they remember. It is what it is. Another dating do, call the day of the date to confirm the location and the time. Just say, hey, this is Pink Bunny. I'm just calling to double check. We're still on for tonight at 8 o'clock.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Call or email the day after to thank them for their time. I wouldn't email. That's very inconsiderate. Email is very, Definitely call. Say, hey, I had a great time. Even if they don't ask about, do it anyway. Or even if it was a bad date, do it anyway. Because that'll say, oh, well, that was nice of her. Even though I don't like her, she called to say, it was a nice time. Thank you for dinner. That's good manners. Yeah. It's just a good way to treat people. And then, you know, they'll always have a good impression of you, their lasting impression. Well, she called to thank you for that. That was nice. Speaking of nice, always be warm, friendly, and happy. Because it's contagious. Smile a lot. I love to smile. If I could get paid to smile, I'd be a billionaire. It's much more likely that you'll get the same reaction coming back to you when you smile at people. Because how can you be mad at someone who's smiling? There used to be a guy when I worked at Donnelly, R.R. Donnelly, in Lancaster, shout out. He was miserable. He always had a frown on his face, and he just looked like he hated life. But as Pink Bunny would walk by, I would say his name happened to be Al. Good morning, Al. How are you doing? With a big, bright smile. And he would give me the fakest, sickest-looking smile, but at least he returned it. And I can have good karma. It's all about the karma, because everything's coming back to you, no matter what. Well, okay, let's get to the dating don'ts. Some of the dating don'ts. Let's see. Don't gossip about anyone. Trashing anyone you know alerts your date immediately you have a mean or a shallow streak. Well, especially if you're in a restaurant, you don't want to make fun of people. You don't want to say, oh my God, look at that girl's shoes. Holy hell. No. You definitely don't want to do that because that's just mean, first of all. You don't know that person's situation. And second of all, that lets your date know that you could be talking, well, what's she saying about me? Mm-mm. That's going to make him second guess you. Don't do that. Excuse me. Another dating don't go to bummer movies. If you're going on a movie date, which I don't recommend also, another dating don't go to the movies on your first, second, or third date. That's not interacting. How can you get to know someone if you're looking at a bummer movie? The show might have a great ending and a good message, but if it depresses both of you or either of you, it could be contagious. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to have a depressing night. You go to a funny, laugh, comedy shows. They're always good for first dates. Everyone loves to laugh. And let me tell you, even if, and if your date can make you laugh, that's all cherries on top. Oh, my God. A funny guy can get the draws all day. I said about Kevin Hart. Like, I know Kevin Hart through a friend of a friend, through my husband, but he's not that attractive to me. He's regular. He's short. But let me tell you, he can make people laugh, and that makes a lot of difference. You don't even recognize, you don't even realize he's so tiny. Because let me tell you, he is a tiny little man. But he's so nice and he's so funny that everything else just erases. So anyone that can make you laugh, you go to a funny movie, go to a comedy show, it's only going to help your date. Another dating don't tell dirty jokes or religious jokes or political jokes. That, I mean, they're funny, but you have to get to know the person later in the relationship. In fact, unless you're a professional comic, jokes might not be something you want to, like, start off with. It's too easy to offend someone, and you don't know their whole story. Maybe you're telling, like, a religious joke, and their best friend is Jewish. You don't want to offend your date right away, because that would be a buzzkill. He might take you to McDonald's for dinner. Oh, we're going to Carrabba's. Psych, McDonald's. What'd you say? Oh. Okay. Sorry, I'm my own little joke. I'm a comedian. Another dating don't. Guys, especially, don't bring presents. Flowers and candy. That's about it. Girls, you can bring guys candy, too. They like that. But don't bring presents until you're engaged on a date. Because they will, they feel too much pressure. Every time they see you now, they're going to expect a gift or they're going to expect something. Not necessarily every single time, but you just don't want to start off with bringing gifts. Like, oh, I got you this from, you know, especially Victoria's Secret. Don't bring lingerie, guys. Ew. What kind of message is that? You definitely don't want to do that. Jewelry. You don't want to buy a girl silver earrings when she wears gold all the time. All right. Let's see. Don't wait too long before you call for a second date. If you don't ask the person out at the end of the first date, like, hey, do you want to do this again? Then don't wait too long before you call for that second date. Girls, you can call the guys, too. Like, hey, we had fun. You want to go out again? But don't refuse a date just to play hard to get. No one wants to feel manipulated or unimportant. Yeah, playing hard to get, That's a double-edged sword, because you definitely want to, well, that's a whole other subject about not having sex. That's a dating don't. Don't have sex on a first date. Although, like I said, there's a little loopholes to that, but we're not there yet. Hold on. I'm jumping ahead. Don't wait too long to, like I said earlier, you want to call the next day or not email. I don't know why it says email, but call to thank them for the first date and ask them on the second date. Like, I don't ever understand why people say that there's this unwritten rule where you can't call the day after your date, which is bananas to me. Why can't you call? Especially if you were digging a person. You can't call them? Weird. Okay, let's see. Another dating don't. Don't talk too long on the phone initially. I know it's tempting to sit there for hours on the phone, but that's a lot of pressure. Because if your phone time's cut down, where before you were spending hours on the phone, up until all hours of the night talking to this person, and then your phone calls get cut down to 10, 15 minutes, then you're going to feel like, oh, why don't we talk on the phone anymore? Not good. Especially girls. I'm sorry, ladies, I have to stereotype you. You like to talk on the phone. Although I am a female, I don't like talking on the phone. I hate talking on the phone. When people call me, I ask, what is the matter with their fingers? Why can't they text? That's just me. Don't group me in with the rest of the chicks because I'm not like the rest. Trust and believe. Keisha Cole, trust and believe. I'm not like the other chicks. Another dating do. I saw this earlier. I wanted to definitely point this out. Know enough about your date to have a conversation. Ask about his family, but not too much, because like, he's not going to tell you. Like I said, don't give too much information out the first time. But you don't want to have a generic conversation because that's boring. Don't talk about the weather or the news. Talk about something that they really are interested in, something that, you know, makes their eyes light up. Study their profile on Facebook. See what they're into. See what their likes are. If they're liking a certain show, then, you know, if you don't watch it, look it up. A lot of people are watching this show, Walking Dead. I don't have no idea what it's about, but apparently everyone loves it. If I was dating someone that liked that show, I would investigate that show just a little bit, because I'm not really into dead people, but, you know, it is what it is. And keep the conversation lighthearted, funny, and intriguing. If you haven't laughed during your date, things might be going bad. You definitely want to make the person laugh in some way with light, little, simple jokes. Don't try to be Kevin Hart and be going ham with the jokes. Just make them smile. And females, definitely a dating do. Touch your date. If when he's talking, rub his arm. Accidentally on purpose, hit his knee time to time. Just touch it. Ooh, what kind of shirt? What kind of fabric is the shirt? And then touch his shirt or pants. They love that. Accidentally on purpose. That's my new catchphrase. Well, not new, but feel free to use it, accidentally on purpose. Ask questions of your date. This is the easiest way to show that you're listening and you're paying attention. Your date will be happy, even stunned, and almost always impressed. Like you're actually paying attention to them because you're on a date and I want to learn about you. But don't try to be like an interview for a job, even though dating is like an interview, because you want me to invest my time in you, so I need to know about you and your how you are the CEO of your company, because I am a CEO of my company, and we have to hire each other. So you don't want to make it like an interview, but you definitely want to get to know your date. Have they ever killed anyone? Those kind of questions. Not that they're going to say, yeah, I got a chick in my trunk right now, but you definitely want to ask them questions, but and pay attention, but don't try to interview them. If you're going to invite them back to your house, which I don't recommend, clean up. Clean your place. Not cute when you gotta like push stuff out of a hook, excuse the mess. No, not excuse the mess, chick. You know, that people that say that, that means their house is dirty all the time, and they never clean up. Don't show up on your date in a messy outfit or a stain on it with bad breath. Ugh, don't have bad breath. That's horrible. Chew some gum. Mouthwash. They have these little to-go packets of mouthwash. They're wonderful. Yeah, like I said, don't show up with a stain on your shirt. If something happened and you got a stain, like, right after work, if you're meeting after work, change your shirt. You know, you have an excuse. Oh, I got a stain on this from earlier. Have a spare. Keep a toothbrush with you. Brush your teeth before you go on the date. Nobody likes stinky breath. Another dating do. Excuse me. What do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do? I don't know. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. Whatever you want to do. Don't have that conversation. Have a plan. Don't go on a movie date. The first three dates should never be the movies. You want to do something where you're talking, interacting, possibly not loud. Don't go to a nightclub. Bowling is always fun. Bowling is a fun date. But have some place where, you know, dinner is the dinner and drinks. That's a good date. But have an idea of what you want to do, because that whole, what do you want to do?
I don't care, whatever you want to do. Well, I don't care, whatever you...
That's horrible. You definitely, definitely don't want to have that conversation. Let's see. Another dating don't. I know this is mostly for, I don't want to say men, because women do it too, but don't pressure people for sex. Not even a kiss. Oh, come on, I paid $60 for this dinner and I can't get a kiss? Are you kidding me? You have to watch carefully the other person's body language. If they're not playfully flirting with you, if they're not touching you, if she just feels stiff and is not really feeling you, don't ask for physical contact. It's not going to happen. Even a peck on the cheek. That's awkward. You try to go in for the kiss and she backs off. Ooh. That's probably the quickest way to kill wood. If he was thinking about getting some wood, that'll definitely, you know, shrink it down. If he goes in for the kiss and she's like, no. Oh, his poor ego. But ladies, and as much of as a freak that I am, if you like this dude, if you like a dude you're dating, as hard as it may be, don't have sex with him on the first date. Don't do it. You're giving him a piece. Don't give him a piece. Give him P-E-A-C-E piece, not P-I-E-C-E piece. Don't give him a piece. Because our buddy Michael Lockwood says, you're giving up your power. Men are natural hunters. If you give them, if a deer lays down in front of a hunter, he's not gonna want it. He's gonna be like, oh, that's too easy. I want something that's a challenge. I want to hunt and have this deer run from me because it's the thrill. Men are just natural hunters, and women are natural gatherers. You gotta keep the hunt alive. Shout out DJ Hunt. Men are natural hunters. Keep that peace to yourself. It's okay to have sex with a guy you like if you're dating him when the time is right. You definitely don't want to give it in because he's going to think, I know this is also cliche, but he's definitely going to think, well, how many times has she dated and given it up to someone else? And that's the whole thing with dating. If you are actually dating someone, you can date several different men at the same time. But you definitely have to let them know. Yeah, you're not the only guy I date because I date, but I don't sleep around. You could date 3-4 guys at the same time. But as long as you don't sleep with them, that's totally fine because that's where that word hoe comes from. Women that date men, well, they're not even dating, women that sleep with men, multiple men, Why can't we just go out? Why can't we just go out, hang out? Let me see if I'd like you first before I start giving up the snatch. Dating does not involve sleeping around women and men. Where do you meet men at? Where do you meet females at? Can you actually date someone you met at the bar? I know a lot of people that go to Home Depot and Lowe's for men. Men to find females, bookstores. You want a smart girl? Go to a bookstore. You want a smart girl? Well, you want someone who may like the same things as you? Go to the places that you like. Basketball games, football games. I don't know if single girls go. I would go, not necessarily looking for a date, but, you know, anywhere you are, it's always potential to find a dating partner. That's why I say always have your 5-star on, because you never know who you're going to run into at any given second. You could be taking your kid to school, and the teacher asks you out. But if you look tore up from the floor up, ain't nobody got time for that. You always have to smack some lip gloss on because you never know. Another dating don't, when you're already established that you like the person, don't abandon your friends. Let your friends know that even though you're dating someone, you don't have to be up their butt 24/7, especially in the first 90 days. Don't see that person every single day because you're going to go too fast and blow your rod. Pop the excitement button. It's going to fizz. It's going to fizzle. If you sporadically see each other, maybe once a week, you know, every Friday night, well, I'll get back with you next week. Then the relationship has more of a chance to emerge into something rather than just fizzle out in 2 weeks. Keep up with your hobbies and your goals, because I'm sure he will. I'm sure he's going to say, "Baby, I gotta go play ball with my boys." As you should say, "Honey, I'm going to go out for a drink with the girls." that's my little female voice. Yeah, you gotta keep up with your friends. Many women find the man that they think is the one, and they drop everything to pursue the relationship. Don't do that. Dropping their friends, dropping, you know, lacking, calling off of work. Definitely don't do that. Ain't no dude worth a vacation day unless he's the one. Don't call for your man. Just to lay around and lose money. Ugh. If I did that, all I could think about was, like, right now I'd be made, like, $50 already. Don't call for your man or your female. If you choose to make sex a part of the relationship, don't give them all your tricks all at once. You gotta have them, keep them coming back for something. Don't do that little tongue swirl thing you do right away. Don't give up all your tricks. Save some of your tricks for the finale marriage, if that's what you're looking for. Like I said in the beginning, you have to know your role. Stay in your lane. If you're looking for a guy to spend time with, but you're not looking to get married, you're not looking for a boyfriend, you just want someone to chill with, tell him that. Tell her that. Look, I'm not trying to marry you. I'm not trying to wife you up, as in girlfriend. I don't know why they say girlfriend as a wife. She's my wifey. That's technically a girlfriend. When you have a girlfriend and you call her wifey, that's backward to me. Like when people say, "I'll be back in a minute." It's never a minute. It's always longer than a minute. It's the opposite of a minute. Or, "Oh my God, we were over there for a minute." that means a long time backwards. Wifey is a girlfriend. Strange. Let's see what other kind of songs we can play. Ooh, let's play Al B. Shore's Tender Love. Can we play it? Yes. All right, listen to Al B. Shore. I'll be back.
Holla.
All right, that was Al B. Shore's Tender Love. You're back with Pink Bunny, filling in for Gail, a.k.a. Delicious. She'll be back next week with another topic. Tonight, it's Pink Bunny Show. It's Pink Bunny Land going down. And we're talking about dating do's and don'ts. What to do when you're dating someone. Now, that's, dating is different from sleeping with someone. If you're just hitting it and if you're a drive-by, this does not apply to you. If you are a side chick, this does not apply to you. This is, applies to the people in dating relationships that's finding people that they like to hang out with. These are some tips Pink Bunny has researched for you. Another lesson, I mean, another dating do or don't. Well, this is definitely a don't. Ladies, don't emasculate the guy. That means don't treat him like a little bitch. Cut it out. That's, seriously, it's not cute. Don't challenge him to a game of wit. Don't challenge his choice of restaurant. Don't talk shit about his car, his apartment, job, or even his haircut. If he has a crappy haircut, you want to recommend, well, a friend of mine cuts hair. You might want to try him out. He's really good. A man wants you to think he is the greatest thing since the pocket rocket, because, ladies, that's a wonderful invention, pocket rocket. So cup his balls and, you know, make him feel like he's the most important person in the world. Because always saying no to his suggestions it's going to affect his ego eventually, and he's not going to dig you. So quit it. I know a lot of women wear the pants because they've been single for so long, and they forget that you are not alpha male. You are female. Let him be alpha male. You be iron male. F-E is iron. Female. You're iron male. But let him lead. And definitely another dating don't, and I fall victim to this. Damn Disney movies got me bugging on this. Get rid of that fantasy man in your head. Because, let me tell you, he don't exist. The fantasy chick in your head, I don't know if this applies for men. I doubt it, but the perfect person does not exist. Don't fixate all your attention and all your time on this Franken-man that you've created from bits and pieces of all the men you've ever known or seen on TV or watched in movies. And you put all those little characteristics onto this guy that you're dating, like this fantasy man. We'll call him Franken-man. Well, if he could only have the looks of this guy with the tallness of this guy and the funniness of this guy. All these different men, all these different characteristics of these men that you know, and you try to put them into this man that doesn't exist. The perfect man is not out there. The perfect man for you is out there, but he's not going to be perfect. Trust and believe. He's going to leave the seat up. He's going to fart real loud. He's going to snore, or he's going to do shit that irritates you. But they're not necessarily game changers. Just let him be who he is. You have to get to know him for who he is, take him for who he is, and trust that if he is the guy for you, that he'll be his own kind of remarkable. You just have to have faith in God, that God has faith in you. And he sent you a man that is just for you. But don't judge him because of one thing or another, or because he's not your perfect guy, because that guy doesn't exist. Even if you're like me and give your fake guy a name. another dating don't. Don't complain that your city is the hard city to date in. A lot of people say, you know, they're from bigger cities and it's hard to find, you know, decent people where they live. New York, San Francisco, L.A., Philly. It sucks everywhere. Dating can suck everywhere. Or it could be great anywhere. People pretty much suck all over the place. But it's those ones that you vibe with that you have to filter out. You can get all you want, but if you pack your attitude and your baggage, you'll find that the suckiness doesn't change. It's everywhere. It only takes one man to change your mind. And like I said, you can find him anywhere. And don't have your nose in the air if the UPS guy asks you out. No, I'm not dating him. He wears brown. What can brown do for you? Probably a lot. If anyone, you know, don't judge someone that's asking you out. Oh, look at, no, don't. The fact is that they're asking you out. And they want to spend time with you, get to know you. And let me tell you, that guy that's not so cute and works at FedEx, it's because he's not automatically like a instant, like, drop-dead gorgeous dime. A 7 can easily get bumped up to a 9, given the right personality. So don't be so hard to judge, you know, right away. Don't judge a book by its cover. Another cliche that's true. Don't do that. Basically, have your radar open. If someone's asking you out, give them a second, third, or fourth look. You know, you might not know. You know, your perfect guy could be out there, and you are just one bump away from meeting your Mr. Right or your Mrs. Right. And guys, don't be afraid to ask chicks out. If you see a girl at Walmart shopping, the cruising the halls of the Wally World, ask her out. Make sure she's not with a guy first, and then basically treat people on your date, the people you're dating, the people that you're involved with, the way you would want to be treated. Don't do anything where you say, if my person I'm dating was doing this, would I feel away? Yes, I would feel away. Or no, I wouldn't feel away. Just treat people how you want to be treated. That's all life is about. Being as happy as we can be with each other. We're all human. Before, you know, the show's almost over, and I had tons of fun. And I'm going to give a little shout-out to myself. Yay, Pink Bunny. go visit my blog. You know, and everyone knows I spell my name Pink Bunny, B-U-N-E, 420. Pink Bunny, 420.blogspot.com. Visit my blog. I put things up every sporadically, every day, every other day. Videos, writing. I'm putting together a collection of my writings, which is coming out soon. Pink Bunny Uncensored. Visit my blog. Find me on Facebook, Pink Bunny Talia as the government. I want to thank my host, Gail, for letting me experience. Thank you, Gail. Have a good night, everyone.